Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I've been talking and praying this week about God's presence, His ever-present nature of being with us, and realized this morning that as we move through summer, definitely feels like summer here in northern Indiana. It's dark outside my window, and part of that's the storms and rain moving through, but the days continue to get shorter. It hasn't been dark outside as I've done a broadcast for quite some time now, but it just kind of caught my attention this morning. But anyhow, God's presence we've talked about is yesterday is present, ever present in darkness or in light. In fact, His light overcomes darkness. And today we're going to talk and pray about God's presence as you were formed. And continuing as we've unwrapped portions of Psalm 139 this week, we're continuing in that with Psalm 139 verse 13. It says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb." I don't know how many of you that watch and listen to this knit. I don't, but I've seen it done. I've known people that do that and do beautiful work. And I always think of that. I think of my grandmothers as I read this verse and watching their fingers fly at times as they would knit various things, as they would crochet things, and then realize that all of those threads that didn't look like all of that, did not look like all that much in the beginning, would form a beautiful product. And so I would always have that picture in my mind when I would read this verse and think about God knitting me together, taking various components that He spoke into being and starts creating the miracle of life, the miracle of birth. And when I think about God being ever-present as we are being formed, to realize that nothing escapes God's attention. And I know the difficulty with this verse is people look at that and they consider various individuals that they know, they may even consider themselves and think, well, God made a mistake. But that's only based on our criteria and our evaluation. We look at those that are born with birth defects, with various special needs and difficulties. And then we think, well, if God knit them together, then what happened? Well, a variety of things might have happened. We live in a world where bad things happen. We live in a world where sin entered through the decisions of people. And sometimes there are consequences for our behavior, for our actions that are passed along to our children. But I think there's sometimes where we misinterpret the design of a person as being defective when God's purpose for that person is powerful. For those that know my family, we have a daughter. Our daughter has a variety of special needs, a neurological formation in the brain that, well, didn't form right. And yet I look at the work that God has had her do throughout her life, the work that God used her to do in my life. And so many times we would look at a person like that and think something went wrong, something's defective, and perhaps God is saying no. She was needed to be just like that to accomplish some very specific things that could not have been done without the heart and mind and spirit that she has. You see, the difficulty is we create these standards of perfection that are based on, well, our understanding rather than God's. And it isn't long before we pass that along. And we begin to make ourselves feel like we don't measure up. We begin to make others feel like they don't measure up. Because they're not like us. They're not like our ideal. They're not like what the world says we ought to be. And when we take that to the extreme, you end up with some of the policies and practices and desire of the Nazi regime in Hitler's day, trying to create the perfect line of people. In reality, trying to create people that were as identical as possible. And in so doing, they rebelled against God's design. And if it was to be accomplished fully, it would miss out on so much of what we need in life. So I think it's true of us individually within our own life, within the family of God, within our own family. When God says that each member of the body, each part of the body has a purpose, has a work to do, we sometimes struggle with understanding what our purpose is, what our work is, or we see someone else and we're not quite sure what they could do. Because we begin to identify the task based on a sense of perfection. And so to recognize God's presence as we are formed, it not only ought to increase our perspective, our view of ourself and the value that we have to God, but it ought to change the way we look at every person that we encounter. That God knit that person together. Now granted, we make a lot of decisions in life that change God's design for us. We think God made a mistake and we have to somehow recreate ourselves. And the way that is done has changed throughout generations. There was a time where it was simply people would kind of take off to find themselves. I don't like who I am. I have to become someone different. And to today's generation, we've taken that to quite the extreme. But realizing that not only does that show value for all of us, but the incredible value that it gives to those that are yet to be born. That's a work of God in process. That's a work of God needing to be brought to completion. And I think we look at it from big picture view, from a God's biblical view, we recognize the value, not just the value of those yet to be born, but we continue to hold that same value after they're born, realizing that they are God's creation. They do have purpose and value. And so as we live life more fully aware of God's presence, we live with that awareness that it's been with us from the very moment that we began to be formed in our mother's womb. And when we recognize that it was God that put us together, how much value do you think that should bring? Various times I watch shows like American Pickers or Antiques Roadshow or this or that, and people will have various objects or they'll find various objects, and the expert will come along and they'll look for a mark. He said, the value of this, it depends on who made it. There are a lot of counterfeits, there are a lot of knockoffs, there are a lot of things that don't have value. But it's made by this person or that person, by the expert. Then all of a sudden, this common-looking item is known to have great value. And I think sometimes we look over people in that same manner, and we hesitate on what value they have or don't have, or we assign value to ourselves or to others. And in reality, we ought to notice the Maker's mark, the one who knit us together in our mother's womb, and realize that regardless of the condition that we observe or that we evaluate or that we determine, the value is still there, not because of the greatness of us, but because of the greatness of our Maker. And when we grasp hold of that truth of God's presence as we were formed, we ought to begin to look at everyone as a masterpiece of God. And yes, we need restored, we need redeemed, we need transformed at times. But by God's design, not by our cultures, not by our society, not by our thinking, well, God made a mistake, I need to be something or someone different. But by gazing into God's Word and saying, what is it that needs to change in my life so that I become more like Christ, so that I bear a greater resemblance to the one who formed me. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given to us all that we need to be holy and righteous and set apart for your exclusive use. And Father, today as we consider what it means to be formed by your hand, to know your presence with us from the moment that we began, the value that we have because we're your creation. And Father, for those times and those people that are listening today that are struggling with understanding who they are, perhaps not liking something about themselves, I pray that your Spirit would bring a peace in their life, a contentment with who you want them to be. And Father, there are times that we need that discomfort with who we are because we've strayed from your design. We've created not only you in our image, we've created ourselves in our own image. Not the image you design, but the image that we want. And Father, for those times, may your Spirit convict us to return and to be restored, to be renewed in your likeness. And Father, we struggle so many times at understanding exactly what your purpose for us is on earth. And we like specifics, and we like to kind of drop the vagueness that often exists in life. So, Father, help each person today to have a greater grasp on how they can glorify you. Our primary purpose, to glorify you and to make Christ known as we live here on earth. To reflect your image, that image that is within us, that is stamped upon us. That image that came about as you knit us together. Father, may we value those who are not yet born. May we value those that have been born. May we not stop caring for the children, the babies, the infants, regardless of the location, in the womb or out. May you help us to realize that person across from us has value. That person that we pass on the roadways has value. That person that is at work with us has value. Father, may we begin to see your presence is what brought us about as individuals, as people, as a body. And may we recognize that same formation as you put together the body of Christ, your church. And may we live with that value and that caring, because we've been formed by you. And in doing so, may we lift up Jesus. May we reflect him well. May we speak and act in a way that helps others to know him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Just a reminder that this Sunday, July 30th, we're going to gather for a anniversary worship celebration here at Deer Run, celebrating 25 years of existence here at 2730 South Ironwood Drive in South Bend. And we'll have our worship gathering. We'll honor God, praise the name of Jesus, and wrap up with a carry-in lunch following our time of worship. Definitely invite you to come. If you're here in the South Bend area, Michiana area, without a church home, come join us. We want to say welcome home. And if you've ever been a part of Deer Run and have drifted away for whatever reason, especially if you're not involved in another church somewhere, come back and visit, that we could say welcome home. And if you are involved in a church and you're able to get away, come home for a visit. We'd love to see you again. We're here, 10:30 a.m. Sunday morning. And if you can't come this week for our anniversary celebration, we gather each Sunday morning at 10:30, and we would love to see you and say welcome home at any of our gatherings. So, thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.